Peyton Manning on the same list.
Right.
Like, you know, they don't know that. They ain't see that work.
Well, that being said, Neela, man, you are, as much as the kudos have been given, you are a Jack State icon yourself. The pregame show helped elevate our alma mater, beloved. We are loved to phenomenal heights. And a lot of people, there are a lot of narratives that are being spun that were a narrative. And let me use this word again for the people who don't understand the word optics about what it looked like. So with that being said, a lot of people would like to really understand and know what has happened, what is being done with, or what will happen to the pregame show for Jack State University.
Hey man, that was, as Color Purple, Sophia hit the table and said, Sophia home now. now we getting down in there.
Let's go.
You know, like I have said on other platforms,
right.
You know, the pregame show was started at Jackson State University.
Right, exactly.
It was never an official media outlet of the university.
Right. Okay.
Never. You know, hats off to Ashley Robinson, athletic director, who allowed Chuck and I, you know, to do some things before Coach Prime got there.
Right.
Hats off to Coach Tamika Reed, who would take time out to do interviews with us as Coach Prime was getting him out. Like, phenomenal coach.
Yeah. Hey, Coach of the Year, swag.
Yeah.
Kudos. Yeah. Keep doing it.
No doubt.
For sure.
And it was Coach Prime who noticed that.
Wow.
And called me up
in
March of 2021 and said, brother, y'all doing some outstanding stuff. I want to help you go to the next level.
Wow.
And so I'm giving you guys inside of football. I like what you're doing with the other sports and with the university, but I want you inside, covering this exclusively, showing what goes on. I'll sit down with you. Now, one thing people got to understand about Deion Sanders, we know about his Hall of Fame career, 14 years in NFL, you know, so many years in Major League Baseball. We forget about his 14 years in NFL Network and broadcasting.
Yeah, he did that.
I mean, this is a guy who
kind of forget that.
This is a guy who gets Marshawn Lynch to say, "I'm just about that action, boss."
Right.
Like, it was at the Super Bowl, and Coach Prime was interviewing him and drew that out of him. So this guy knows marketing, media, and how they correlate.
Right.
So we jumped at that opportunity, of course. Well, fast forward, when he decides to leave. The pregame show was not in a position where we were leaving.
Right.
You know, this is home. I'm from Jackson.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a Jackson State graduate. Right. But here's a fun fact.
Fun fact.
And this has never been said. I'm smiling because this has never been said on any platform before.
Wow. Mm-hmm. We're here right here first on the Good Bus Committee podcast.
December 2nd. SWAC Championship.
SWAC Championship.
Coach Prime is still at Jackson State.
Of course.
I have never stepped foot in Colorado December 2nd.
Right.
The word came from the president's office at Jackson State that when Deion Sanders leave, the pregame show might as well leave with him because they're not going to be able to cover nothing.
Wow.
That was crazy.
Especially
when you're giving your family history with like four generations.
Yeah.
Four generations, Jackson State. And you were working with, and you weren't working for the school, but you were doing that before Deion got there.
He was there when I played there.
Yeah.
He was there when I played there.
Yeah. Been a friend of the program a long time. And I think what happened, and I don't want to put words in the, I guess he's former president's mouth, but I think what happened was there was some times where the pregame show, particularly Neely, put it out to the world what was going on between the administration and our then head coach, and that the administration didn't like. And so the word was put out, like, hey, man, you know, when Prime lead, they might as well lead too because they're not going to have that access no more. Now, here's the beauty of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Never asked for it. You know, I understood that what at the time Coach Prime was allowing may not be something that my good friend T.C. Taylor wanted. He would have that right as head coach.
Right.
And you know, one thing that y'all can go out there in social media and scour for, you ain't never seen Ashley Robinson say something negative about the pregame show.
No, you
ain't never seen T.C. Taylor say something negative about the pregame. You've never seen a former or current Jackson State player say something negative about the pregame.
Right, right.
But people act like we just packed up and went to Colorado.
And that was just
when chronologically
it don't make sense.
Like, yeah. You know, everybody got what they do for a living. If somebody tell you can no longer do it here, but don't be mad when I go do it across the street.
Right.
Because baby needs shoes.
Right.
You know? And so,
you know,
Ashley, let me say this. Yeah. Ashley Robinson and I, you know, good friend, fraternity brother, head athletics for Jackson State. We still are in direct communication, good friend. And I have let him know that anything the pregame show on this platform is going to do to continue to promote Jackson State athletics, we will do.
Cool.
Yeah. You know, like, this is not, you know, here's what I understand. I'm going to take the gloves off. Here's what I understand about black folks.
Let's go.
Game day came here,
You
know they were at another school the week before.
Right.
You know they were at another school the week after.
Right.
Why black folks with a network, why I got to just cover one thing? Why do you hold me to a standard you don't hold CBS to? Fox to?
Ooh, man.
ABC Sports to? Why I got to cover Jackson State or nothing?
I can answer that. And Preston sent something to me the other day to a group of us that was talking about Popeye's chicken. It's called social conditioning. Mm. It's because we only look towards what we know compared to what we can learn.
Okay.
And that's a little different from what we know compared to what we can learn. Because for me, and I'll say this personally, for me, I saw the potential of it because it still creates a connection between Boulder and Jackson State.
No doubt about it.
Yeah. It creates the connection between the people connected between those two schools and the potential of relationships outside of everything else behind the scenes that may not be seen.
I totally agree. This thing is big enough where you can have a sister city relationship between Jackson and Boulder. It is because one thing about Boulder and Jackson or Jackson State and the University of Colorado, they're not in direct competition.
Exactly.
They're not in direct competition.
Right. Especially when it comes to players.
Or anything else.
Yeah. Right.
Like, it's not the same kind of research institution, not geographically competitors. Right. Like, you're not going after the same markets.
Right.
So people don't retire to Boulder or Jackson.
Right.
You know, you're not even in competition with tourism.
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunities there that I think are just short-sighted when people get so deep in their feelings and want to pigeonhole somebody to one thing and that one thing only. Now, you know, when we were doing our thing in Jackson, one thing I used to hear constant, oh man, y'all doing a great job. One day y'all gonna be on ESPN. But then when the path to ESPN had to go through the Pac-12, you got mad.
Yeah. Well,
like, because one of the things that happens in life, right? People will wish you success as long as your success looks like what they vision for you.
Right.
And man, I'm happy for Churchill 8 years.
Right.
Open one in Memphis and Birmingham.
Yeah.
Now you're doing too much. See, it's like, I want you to be successful in my terms and wishes for you. But once you exceed that, that's when the hate ramps up. But it's you know, like I say in the Bible, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do. I'm not mad.
No.
I don't take it personal. People who know me know I love Jackson State.
Right.
I still continue. I mean, you saw me at basketball games this season. I still got my courtside season tickets.
Right.
Went to a baseball game the other day.
Right.
Like, this is home and that's my school.
Right.
And
right.
I would love to still be able to promote and showcase my school on a platform that was built covering stuff at my school.
Right.
But now if the powers that be, you know, don't want that, then I'm not mad.
Right.
I don't understand it or agree with it, but I'm not mad.
Right. I know y'all Jackson State alums, and I know I went to a PWI. But growing up in New Orleans, and I told Chadis, I said, one of the things that happened, I think people misunderstand what is worldwide famous and what is geographically famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a lot of people saying, well, we were already famous for Prime down here. We were already. I'm like, yeah. People in the SWAC, everybody in the SWAC know who Jackson State is. People in the region, if you particularly are a computer science major, and certain elements of education, they know those elements, they know Jackson. But there was a difference from what y'all did to just the general public.
Right.
I mean,
when
you got
absolutely.
People in North Dakota, like, Jackson State was the world's HBCU during that time period.
Right.
And I don't think people understand the difference between worldwide fame and localized fame.
And as a Jack State guy, I don't want to speak for Chad, I'm speaking for myself. That doesn't offend me. Right. I am totally aware of that you can walk down the streets of London, England with a Jack State shirt on and somebody might not know it. Right. You could walk down that same street with a Deion Sanders shirt on and they know it.
Right.
I understand that.
Right.
Like sometimes you have a brand that is older, 1877.
Right.
Coach Prime was probably about 55, 56, I think.
Yeah.
So I get that. But we had a time period where we were attached to a bigger, internationally known brand.
Right. Right.
And there were some missed opportunities with that.
Oh, man.
And the beauty of it now is it still don't have to end. Because just like no matter what Robert Brazil does,
yeah,
came from Jack State.
Yeah.
No matter what Deion Sanders does, he was head coach at Jackson State.
Yeah.
No matter what Shedeur Sanders does, Travis Hunter does, Cameron Silman Craig does, Jeremiah Brown does, Alejandro Mata does, they came from Jackson State.
Yeah.
So whether they go on to win the Pac-12, whether they make it to the playoffs before they cause career over, win the national championship, their stories, even should they go pro and one day be in the Hall of Fame, God bless them, their stories will always be Jackson, Mississippi, Jackson State University at an HBCU.
1400 history.
Period. And so what I want to do is, naysayers be damned, I want to chronicle those stories. Because should one of these stories come true,
right?
Think about Steve Sable and NFL Phoenix.
Oh, man, yeah. I say every day out of the school.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day out of the school.
But you know, now when they was out there doing that, it looked foolish.
Yeah.
But 30 years later, who was the fool?
They were. I mean, you really got to see that special because it makes you think. Because there's literally people like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah.
This is not going to be anything. Nobody want to see this. I mean, I remember you saying that. Nobody want to see this.
I wish, as a Jackson State guy, I wish we had interviews, post-game, sideline, locker room practice of Brazil, of Chad Brown, of Jimmy Smith. You know, but nobody was doing it or either keeping it.
Yeah. So you can go back and,
Like, Coach Prime has literally put us, like, in the rap game, dog. Like, I own my masters.
Man, you know what?
Like, this, like, what we shoot is ours.
It's amazing you mentioned that because when you say, I want to stay in black folk, sometimes we got to get our own way. Because I remember a guy who basically tried to destroy our brand new image. It was Coach Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I said what I said. Coach Bell, you suck. But now, here's the thing. He threw away everything.
Yeah. Who's that about to break the record? What's
that? Oh, it's Kent. Yeah, he started running an option.
Yeah, he went to a run game.
Yeah,
he ran a triple option.
He cost that man the NFL career, man.
Yeah.
You know, he cost that man getting drafted.
Yeah. He ended up being a superstar in the arena league.
Yeah,
but that's a whole different between.
And Kent was on the pregame show. You know, me and Chuck interviewed him, and I kind of brought up Dale and glossed over. He's like, "No, you ain't got gloss up." No, I tell the world I think about. I see him today. We go have words.
Right,
the word on the street is that he threw away a lot of the archive films.
All of it's gone.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Gone. It's gone. Yeah. To even some of the old practice uniforms.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Yeah. And that's the kind of thing that you know, you don't know your history, you do and repeat. That's the kind of thing we didn't want to see happen. So now I will say this, Chad, there are a lot of emerging platforms and existing platforms that are covering Jack State football.
Right.
And if nothing else, the pregame show offered a blueprint of how to do it. And so this is not something where I want it to be me so bad that it's me or nobody else.
Right.
I want my school promoted and covered.
Right.
And so anything I can do to help another platform grow the way we grew and do the things we did in their own lens and mindset and capabilities, man, I'm all for it.
Right.
Because I'm for Jackson State.
Right.
You know, but I'm not going to the naysayers out there or the narrative writers, I'm not going to turn down an opportunity for me and my family and my professional development and growth just because somebody on YouTube comment don't understand it or got something to say about it.
Right.
Like, you know, this is the same people didn't know we ran a sports league 30 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
So,
they don't
even know me, but I'm going to let your comment, like, maybe I shouldn't be in Colorado because people mad about it. They'll be all right. Right.
He'll be all right.
Because right. I told Coach Prime this, you know, he and I talk pretty often, you know, mm-hmm. even when we're geographically apart. I said, man, one of the things that I thank you for mm-hmm. is that you put me in a position with an opportunity to gain something that you or nobody else can take from me.
Yeah.
Like Coach Prime could literally call me tonight and say, hey, man, change of plans. You can't come to Colorado no more.
Right.
You can't unlearn me how to shoot and edit a video.
Right.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. Like, so I thank you for the opportunity and the skill set because that's what I got from it. And I get to use that skill set for others, for myself, for my family, for, you know, the good brothers, whoever.
Right.
And that's what you want out of life is like relationships that you grow from.
Oh, man.
I'm not one of these people that's so mad at him because he left, because again, not only will he forever be one of our former coaches, here's what people don't appreciate.
Right.
That dude still picks up the phone to this day for former teammates.
Right.
He could pick up the phone right now for mm-hmm. Jackson State, the city of Jackson, for Chad, for Preston, for Neil.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm not into burn business bridges.
Right.
Like a guy that's lived in Jackson, from Jackson, going on the greater stuff. Can you imagine Gary, Indiana dissing Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That's bad.
But by the same token, if Gary, Indiana, whatever their local newspaper was, particularly the small black paper,
right?
What if they would have had the resources when the Jacksons moved to California and said, hey, man, Chad, mm-hmm. get your camera, your notebook. We got it covered. Stay with them the rest of their lives. Send stories back to us.
Right.
That'd be
legendary. What if Walter Payton left Jack State, went to the Bears, the Clarion Ledger, Jackson Advocate had the resources or the wherewithal to say, hey man, go with him. Send back everything.
But you know what? It something that has me very disturbed that we don't quite understand. I've said it before on the Good Buster King podcast. We often underestimate, we often dismiss it, we often deflect it. It's the power of relationships.
Everything. Give me relationships over money.
See what I'm talking? Yeah. The power of relationships.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people, again, outside of what they think they know, they don't get it. The power of relationships.
Can't argue against that.
At all. Man, I've enjoyed the Good Brothers, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Got the ash going. Yeah. Glad. I appreciate the invite. Can I come back?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, anytime you're ready.
Yeah.
Anytime you're
ready. Y'all got my word. So. When Neely's in town, which I hate to say in town, when Neely's home.
Right.
Which Neely had moved. Neely lived in Jackson.
Right.
When Neely is home, man, I would love to sit down with the Good Brothers again and just chop it up.
Right. And just chop it up and see what's going on in the world.
Maybe make a jelly sandwich or something.
Oh, man.
Talking about that earlier.
Put a triangle slices in the head.
That's good, man.
Oh yeah.
Well, man, Nelly, like I said, it's always good to have you home and to chop it up. You know. I wish we could record sometimes some just the conversations we have around the bar when some of the coaches are in here and stuff like that. But you know, you can't put a camera up in here. You know, everybody don't want to be seen every time.
Some people don't need
you. That's one of the things we try to do with the Good Brothers Committee podcast is. Some of the conversation with some of the people we have around the bar, some of the attorneys, law enforcement, elected officials, coaches, you know, they're about life. And these are conversations that people need to hear and to digest and to add their two cents into. Because, you know, I always believe I'm right. But, you know, it's always good to, you know.
Give me perspective.
You know, every now and then I'll bag up and say, hey, you know, maybe I had the wrong idea here. You know, every now and then.
Well, I'm gonna end my part on this. It's y'all show then. I'm in my part on this. You know what we call him, right? Teffy. The Teffy is for Teflon.
Oh,
and the Teflon is because don't know stick to
him.
Oh, no, he ain't gonna hold like oh, no. Oh, when he say he might back up, he ain't backing up.
I can feel it. I have much love for Preston. So, to everyone, as always, we thank you. Don't forget to always check out the Good Buzz Community Podcast and YouTube channel. Please like, subscribe, and share, and leave your comments down below. Let us know what you think. Hey, Jackson State University will always be Jackson State University. Neely will always be Jackson State University. Lee, I love. As always, we thank you.
Let's go with your smoke.
Exactly. Peace.